Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and not to forget about our bulk mail haulers out there running around, Leo and the gang out there running around, and Felix and the gang out there running around, and thank you so very much. Now, don't forget, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have one of your favorite listeners and admirers and comment question askers on the line here right now, so I'm going to go over to him. It's Mike in Clearwater. And Mr. Mike, what's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure, ma'am. So here's what terrifies me, Denise. And I'm going to kind of give an example. So if you have a criminal that's barricaded in the house and he knows that, you know, his time is up, the police have the place surrounded, they say, okay, come out with your hands up, do this peacefully, and he says no, and he kills himself and everybody else that's in the house with him. Well, I think that Putin is crazy enough that if at any time he feels like the house of cards is collapsing, or that the police have the place surrounded, and he's pretty much at the point where the jig is up, that's when he's going to push the button on the nukes, and that's why it's so scary. So it's escalating now, but if at any time he feels like he's losing the battle, I think he just might be crazy enough to say, you know what, the hell with it, and let's break out the nukes. So what do you have to say, ma'am? Thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
I don't think we're there yet. And I don't think, well, I don't think we're there. And I don't think he's there. I shouldn't say the word yet, because it means it could happen. I think that Russia is actually looking for some kind of an off-ramp here at this point. And the reason I say that is because he's gone to China for some help.
Yep.
And mostly financially. The sanctions are having some impact. He was prepared for sanctions, allegedly, but I think they are, in fact, having an impact. And he's getting some pressure from inside his own regime, mm-hmm. and certainly some pressure from outside the regime. So, you know, based on what we saw Putin do in Syria, I mean, there was some pretty awful, I mean, he virtually took Aleppo off the map. He could easily have already done that in Ukraine. But, you know, so goes Moscow, so goes Beijing. And you got to think that with this new deeper relationship between Xi and Putin, that Xi is probably saying, dude, let's work on something else here. You need to find yourself some kind of an off-ramp. I'm not intimidated by nuclear weapons. I'm not cavalier about them by a long stretch. But there's lots of other things that could go on instead of using nuclear weapons. And Putin has the ability to apply some cyber tactics to not only Ukraine, but to NATO and to the United States that would be pretty devastating. And using it ransomware, there's such that, you know, you'd have to pay some big money, generally in cryptocurrency, to get things back. Remember the Colonial Pipeline.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that that hasn't happened again in a much bigger way. So,
all right. Well,
that's my answer.
I'm going to throw something in here because I'm going to date myself a little bit. President Biden's blame game on inflation simply isn't going to work. We heard it, saw it yesterday, again brought up a couple of different ways. Inflation, yeah, it's soared up 7%, 2021, the biggest jump in four decades. The result, of course, of the massive federal spending over the last 2 years, which does not help when you have inflation. And the country, of course, dealing with inflation on a scale that's not seen since 1979 and 80, when that led to Ronald Reagan's election. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing right now, I swear to God, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the numbers and all that. I'm looking at Ronald Reagan again here. The same thing that happened then is happening now. Am I wrong?
Well, who's the modern-day Ronald Reagan?
Well, whoever it is that's going to be running for president on the Republican side, I'm not going to say it's going to be Donald Trump. It might be. It might not be.
Okay, but I
do know the Democrats are going to get their butts handed to them. And hold that thought. We'll discuss this on the other side of the break, because here comes the music, and it's going to cut me off if I don't get out of here and say more with Denise Simon coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I can do that, Mr. Kyle. Thank you very much. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico Insurance is the second largest auto insurer in the country. They happen to insure over 25 million people, including me. They've been in business for a humble 85 years. And I will tell you, if you go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, you can find out what the rate quote might be for the car or the truck that you're driving. Or once you hear this, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'd be more than happy to insure that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condo insurance policy. When you do that, you're going to lower your automobile insurance considerably. So think about that. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. com. Check them out. See if you can save some money, too. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Before we move on, I meant to ask you this earlier, and I forgot about it. Jussie Smollett is out after 2 days of being in jail and crying and singing the blues and all that stuff. But it cost him a lot of money to get there, and we all know the way the systems work, especially in the Chicago area. There's a pretty good chunk of money that got split up amongst some different people there for that one, I do believe.
Well, it just tells you that we absolutely have a two-tiered system here.
Yes, yes.
I think he spent, what, 3 days, maybe two?
Two.
Two nights, 3 days in jail, pending an appeal. Well, appeal could take 3 years, you know?
Yep.
So he had to put up a bond that he wouldn't flee and all this other kind of stuff. But, you know, who else is necessarily allowed to do that? So it's disgusting.
Well, nobody from the January 6th bunch, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah. And then somebody made a comment. They said, well, that's because those people are all traitors.
Well, it's a federal system.
Yeah.
Versus a state system.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, but to make the comment those people are all traitors, that's not even what they're charged with.
Right. They're not in charge of insurrection.
Correct. So to make a comment like that shows the ignorance of the person that made it.
Okay.
All right, I rest my case. All right, back to what we were talking about. You know, I watched the bombing site pictures of, I guess it was a drone or maybe it was a jet that took out that movie theater where those women and children were staying, a couple hundred of them or something like that, in Mariupol. And that was just, oh, my stomach just went upside down when I heard the report of who was in there. And they leveled that building, and they still don't know who's in there, who's missing, what the deal is, but they've got people trapped, and they just have no way of getting to them.
Well, here's the other thing that it's interestingly enough of what Ukraine is doing. If, in fact, it's a children's hospital or an orphanage or something like that, they're actually, in the parking lot, they're actually writing in paint in the parking lot that you can see from the sky, children. So there, and a lot of that was necessarily going on in Syria.
Yep.
You know, they'll say, this is a medical facility, and they put a certain kind of flag or they paint the roof of the place.
Yep.
And Putin didn't care there either.
Nope.
So, he virtually has given his fighters zero rules of engagement. It's a free-for-all. Do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes him a war criminal. I mean,
yes.
Pure and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let's go to the line here. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what tripped your trigger today?
I got a question in regards to Juicy Smollett.
Go ahead.
You know, with the corruption of the Democrat Party, to have this happen, because we all know that George Soros is he's financing these DAs,
yeah,
in the Democrat cities. And I would even say in red states also. But the fact is that,
yeah,
this is the plan to separate the races here in America, where to pit one against the other with the unfairness, as you mentioned, with the January 6th protesters who are not rioters, and they're not straighters or whichever word you want to call it. But it's just the fact that it's their plan to drive a wedge between the races. And my ethnicity as an American who happens to be black, I'm upset with that letting this criminal out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
He should be under the jail, as far as I'm concerned. But this is what their plan is to do. And with that also, with the corruption of the Democrat Party, what's to keep them? What's your thought about maybe that this, their plan is to suspend the elections, the midterms, and the general election from 24 and 22? Thank you, Captain. I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
All right. Well, go ahead, Denise. You first.
Well, talking about race when it comes to the Democrats and putting people into categories, and then once they put them into categories, they attack those categories. First it was white nationalists, and then it was, you're anti-immigrant, you're anti-LGBTQ, blah, 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 blah. You know, Joy Reid and MSNBC, they're still going at The View. They still go after everything is about race. They think it works. And I would say that it's tiresome. But when you put race in there, it automatically kind of shuts down the argument. If people just don't even want to get involved. As far as suspending the elections, I think that we've had lots of reasons previously, more so than we do now, to delay any kind of election. I don't think it would happen. I don't think it would ever happen.
No.
So, Mel, I wouldn't fret on that one. I do believe, however, that there are certain battleground states and battleground districts that the Democrats will, in fact, continue to cheat in.
Yeah.
Because I think they've learned some lessons, and I think that the election apparatus has learned some lessons, but that doesn't mean that there are not other tactics that can necessarily happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there was cheating going on. There are cases and cases and cases that have, I just read one day before yesterday. I forgot what state it was in, but I think it was Arizona. It does happen, but you know, we have judges that refuse to hear cases, and then we've got crooked DAs in a lot of instances refuse to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a very broken system.
All right, let me grab Backgammon Bob, who just called in here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Okay. Aren't we, in a sense, aren't we in essence playing a game of nuclear chicken with Putin? And he's willing to go, and he's just going to gobble up the rest of them unless we're willing to call his bluff. And if he were to happen to use a tactical nuke on the battlefield, I don't think we'd do anything about it. We might respond in kind, but it's not going to be a full-blown nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think they're going to respond in kind. If he just uses like a, unless he busts the city, you know. I mean, some small battlefield thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, we wouldn't have to hit him with a tactical nuke. We could hit him with a MOAB, but he'd think he got hit with a nuke.
Yeah, no. We don't have the guts to do that.
No.
But
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
But I will say this. It has been reported, again, because it happened in Syria, that several of these weapons that are being dropped by Russian forces include the white phosphorus. Remember that one?
Yeah, and I saw one of those go off the other night. Mm-hmm.
So,
sure as hell did, yep.
My world, that's a chemical weapon.
You're right.
And it seems to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Yep, you are right. Okay, Denise, you got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and have yourself a great day, and stay nice and warm. All right, take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling across the overnight radio dial.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
Ukraine's president did not hold back on Wednesday as he pleaded with Congress to intervene.
Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke to both houses of Congress Wednesday morning.
Remember September the 11th, a terrible day in 2001 when evil tried to turn your cities, independent territories, in battlefields. Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death. for thousands of people.
President Zelensky asked President Biden to be a world leader as world leaders make peace. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin learned he'd tested positive for COVID-19 while attending an event Wednesday night with U.S. leaders, including President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, the military and veterans news segment brought to you by National Aviation Academy, where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech in some 14 months and be well on your way to a tremendous career and not have to look back for anything. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a job that will pay you a lot of money where you have earning potential that's unlimited. That's number one. Number two, you can work anywhere in the world because you're certified to work on anybody's aircraft anywhere, anytime, any place. And number three, does it get any better than that? Probably not. But they have two campuses. One is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So either way, I encourage you to call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities or both. Now, when you get to the facility, not only will you have a chance to talk to some of the students, you'll have a chance to talk to some of the faculty. And you'll also have an opportunity to talk to the people that handle the financing, the student loan processes, and all that. Plus your GIs for your veterans coming out of the military. They'll have the paperwork there to do the GI loan for you. They'll work with you, and you get the information you need, and away you go. So it's all good. And they're very, very, very receptive. Very receptive to people that want a solid career. Because I'm not exaggerating when I tell you, when you become an aviation maintenance tech, you will be a person that will be in high demand. For every job that you get offered, you'll have to sit back and think which one you want to take. You don't just get offered one job in this business because they're looking for people that come out of National Aviation Academy because of the training they get and the reputation they have. Now, again, the website to find out more about them that way is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And one more time, the phone number to call up, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take a tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord Mass Campus, or both. Or both. How's that? Okay. I'll bet you didn't know that for the first time since 2005, the United States military suddenly, once more, has 100,000 service members operating in Iraq, or in Europe, rather, which also encompasses Iraq. Because when they say they're in Europe, some of that encompasses over into the Middle East. 100,000 troops, the largest number in nearly two decades. And the Pentagon is still shifting forces in the wake of Russia's war in Ukraine, positioning troops to where if they need to go somewhere, they're there. Now, something else. And this is just plain nuts. U.S. troops are commuting to Somalia to fight in the civil war going on there and to go up against communists, Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram. Now, going to Somalia is insufficient, risky to say the least, so says the top general in Africa. It's been about 14 months now since the Trump administration announced the decision to pull about 700 troops out of Somalia. The head of the U.S. Africa Command has now assessed that strategy and says three words. It's not working. It's not working. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine and his push to upend the broader security order in Europe may lead to a historic shift in American thinking about defense of the continent. Well, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it? Certainly we're not seeing things that we expected to see or were talked about years ago. Things have changed. By the way, you want to know where it's lethal? And it's not because of their people shooting at each other? Try the Arctic. Now, the Army is trying to master the Arctic, where the environment is the enemy, and why wouldn't it be? Otherwise, simple combat training is against a real-world enemy, the environment. Any simulated adversary is only a second threat. If you've ever been where it's cold, really, really miserably cold, where your face freezes, if you have any facial hair or any hair sticking out anywhere, it freezes. It's like you're walking around with a freaking brick on your head. You try to fire a weapon, your glove is frozen. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And God bless these guys and gals that are in the Arctic doing this training, but it is really tough. Really tough. Now, facing future threats, the Air Force is starting to stockpile munitions, and they're doing something that they did probably back during Korea and certainly World War II, where they would go and put depots in certain countries that they were flying over or flying into, and they'd have ammunition there for their planes. Now, the service's top munitions experts hail the potential of cutting-edge aircraft such as the F-35 Lightning II and B-21 Raider, but without enough of the right kind of munitions, they believe these and other platforms could fall short of their potential when most needed. So they're taking a look at areas where they can have ammunition setups where they can just fly in, load up, and back on the friendly skies again. We'll see how that works. By the way, U.S. forces have stepped up their readiness after the surge in North Korean missile launches. And I don't know if you heard this, but they had a missile, I believe it was North Korea, fired one, and it blew up. It blew up over Korean airspace. Nobody's really saying anything about it, but it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you wonder. Now, Ukraine says that 20,000 escaped the besieged Mariupol area. The United Kingdom now says that Russian forces are really struggling to try to get any type of sense of organization. They just can't seem to put it together. And I never thought I would say this because the Russians used to be pretty good fighters years ago, but wow. Since they've gone to this draftee stuff just like we did, but we're a lot better at it than they are, fortunately. They've just gone down, down, downhill. And speaking of downhill, if you're an Afghan refugee, the odds are probably pretty good that you're still living in a hotel in the U.S. while you're waiting for housing that the country just doesn't seem to have right now. Way to go, U.S., huh? Jeez. All righty. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, at Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you so very much. Mr. Chris Markowski is on deck. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this segment is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-E-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love what they've done to the Acura, and Moss Acura is the place to go. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, you can check them out online, mossacura.com, that's M-A-U-S, acura.com, or you can go see them up there on North Ford Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Now, let me tell you that you won't be sorry, because you're going to find out what they've got there, and it's tremendous, tremendous. By the way, if your used vehicle is in good shape, it's probably worth more money than you already think, because used vehicles are really commanding quite a deal right now. So, check them out. Moss, M-E-U-S, Acura.com. Free tire rotations, free oil changes for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget, they honor the people that have served in the military, active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, with the You Serve, You Save program. So that's Moss, M-E-U-S, Acura.com. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Nissan dealership, and they are 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete and about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here with us right now, Chris Markowski. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
I'm going to get into talking about oil right now because of what's transpired overnight. Now, it's backfiring in a good way for us, but we're not seeing the benefits yet. Oil, West Texas crude, is now down to $95.04 a barrel to start the day. Brent crude is down to $98.02 a barrel to start the day. Gasoline at the refinery before they ship it out and throw the transportation on there and the local taxes and whatnot is coming out at $2.99 a gallon. And diesel is coming out an increase of 7 cents today, $3.10 a gallon. Now, I know we're not seeing the price come down the way I would like to see it, but I did see it yesterday, and I did buy it yesterday for $4.10 a gallon with the discount that I get for the place that I was buying it at. I got one of those little cards, and I get a discount. The more I buy, the less it costs.
I mean, my prices are a little bit different than yours right now because the last prints that I got are at $4.40 in the morning, and the prices have been popping up to some degree here. I got oil at $98. Rent at 101 right now. This is some of the latest numbers that I've seen, and it's going to continue to be volatile. One of the reasons why it's come down to some degree is because of China shutting down its regions because of COVID, and the thought that they're not going to be using as much energy because of that. But again, I don't know what China's going to do moving forward. Their zero COVID policy didn't work, doesn't work anywhere. Eventually COVID's going to get there. But that's, one of the reasons why it's come down, but it's still going to remain very, very volatile and headline driven.
Yeah, I agree with you. But what's fascinating is that the price, has come down and, the prices are still way up. And I know it takes a little while sometimes to do whatever, but there's a whole bunch of people that aren't buying what we're telling them anymore. They're going, wait a minute. What the hell are we paying $5 a gallon for when we see gasoline is $2 cheaper wholesale before it even gets to us? There's something going on here.
Again, if you factor in where you are, the taxes that are involved, state, local, federal, also, just the simple, getting oil from point A to point B has gotten more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we built pipelines here in this country, it'd be a hell of a lot cheaper because, again, you got to get the gas to the various different places. Pipelines don't exist everywhere. Yep. We talked about that on my program. The reason why the West Coast and places in the East Coast buy Russian oil is simply it's too expensive to get oil from the Gulf of Mexico there. It's crazy.
I got a laugh for you. Ready?
Okay.
Little Dr. Fauci says the GOP is going to target him if they take control of Congress.
Good.
Damn right good. All right, damn right good. Let's take a call here. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's your question for the watchdog?
Hi, Chris. Good morning, sir. Always a pleasure. So the Fed says that they're going to start pumping the brakes, and it's a quarter point raise with six more to come. Now, I read somewhere, Chris, and now I'm not an economist, and you could probably shed some light better than me, but I read somewhere a while back where it said that if you truly want to fight inflation, the correct way to do it is to raise the rate similar to what the inflation rate is. So if the prices go up 7%, you raise the interest rate 7%. Now, they could never do that because with all our debt, it would probably crash and tank the system. But is that, in fact, the right way to do it, to raise rates to where they're on par with the inflation? And thank you so much.
Go ahead, Chris.
Good point. Great question. Theoretically, it's basically doing what Paul Volcker did when he came in, and without a doubt, you're gonna do that. You're gonna induce a recession, and it would be way too much of a shock to our system the way so many different securities right now have been put together based upon these ultra low interest rates. And you're right. I mean, our national budget would be destroyed. Most of our debt is not in long term instruments; they're in short term instruments, meaning they have to be rolled over again and again and again. And when they're rolled over at an interest rate that had, in this case, would be triple, quadruple what it currently is now, again, that's those interest payments are going to come out of our budget. So they are limited in what they can do. There's another thing that I think they should be doing more of. You want to get excess money out of the system. The Fed obviously is doing it already. They said they're going to stop doing the quantitative easing, to stop buying bonds. You stop doing that, and they're going to also have runoff, like the ones that expire. You see, you can start selling them as well. And then they sell their bonds and their portfolio, then obviously they're going to be taking in cash from that and taking cash out of the system. I think if they did that to a greater degree, I think that might have a more of an effect.
Now, Pfizer and BioNTech have asked the U.S. FDA to approve a fourth dose of their coronavirus vaccine for people age 65 and older, citing study results suggesting another dose reduces the risk of severe sickness and hospitalization amongst the elders. Now, this is predominantly for the people who have weakened immune systems, who are getting sick at the drop of a pin, so to speak. And again, I just don't get it. I don't understand why they have to keep doing this.
Well, again, it's not a vaccine. It's more of a therapeutic, in my opinion. I think that it improves outcomes. It obviously doesn't stop people from getting the virus. I mean, that'd be the case. We wouldn't still be seeing all of these cases everywhere, especially, I mean, Europe, it's picked up again. But even the Europeans, I mean, they're further along. Their case uptick is much higher than ours, and they're further along with reducing all of the various different requirements. I mean, the UK, they don't even have no more masks on planes in certain places. I mean, they've moved further along than we have. So, again, I think that, you know, you got to recognize that there's just little you can do. You know, if you've been vaccinated, if you're healthy, you're obviously going to have a better shot at a good outcome with something like this. If you're, you know, deficient and you feel that your doctor feels that another round of the vaccine is going to help protect you, that's between you and your doctor.
Mm. Now, the Facebook has been removing all the Russia posts claiming that the Children's Hospital bombing was a hoax. Also, the Fed could finalize a balance sheet plan in May. This goes along with what I believe we just heard from Mike. Is that not correct?
What's going to happen in May? I'm sorry, man.
The Federal Reserve Chairman, Mr. Powell, said the Fed could finalize a balance sheet plan in May.
Again, I don't think they're going to finalize much of anything. They're kind of, you know, they know that they're behind the eight ball. And they didn't listen to us here, where we were, you know, very, very, we were very, very, you know, straightforward when it comes to that inflation was here, and they kept telling us it was transitory. So, you know, let's be honest here, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, here comes the music. I will let you go, and I will gladly talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. And don't forget, his show is heard all across the country on many of these same stations on the weekend. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.